So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the case of Hamashes Ishtei Al Yedei Shalosh, a husband whose wife is supported through his agent, in which the husband must provide various foods for her sustenance. However, the Gemara qualifies. In Poiskin Yeinos Le'isha, he does not provide her with wine because it stimulates temptation. The Gemara mentions an asmachta, an allusion in the pasuk V'tokim Chana Acher Achla B'Shiloi V'Acher Shasai. Chana rose after she finished eating, and he, her husband, finished drinking. Midishani krabdi burei shasai b'loy shasas. The pasuk switches from Chana to her husband. This teaches that only her husband drank wine, but Chana did not drink wine. The Gemara mentions a brisa which rules. Regilo naisnla, a woman who is accustomed to wine receives wine through the shalish. And the Gemara gives two explanations. Regilo bifnei bala shnei kaisais. If she was accustomed to drink two cups when with her husband, she's entitled to one cup when not with her husband. However, if she was only accustomed to drink one cup when with her husband, she is not provided with any wine when not with her husband. Regila noisnla letzike kedera. The brisa means regila. She's accustomed to use wine for cooking purposes, which indeed he does provide for her. However, he does not provide wine for drinking. Rava says, Loishonu ela she'ein bala ima, ava bala ima les lamba. The issue of a woman drinking wine is only when she is not in her husband's company. But in her husband's company, there is no problem. Although Chana de bala ima hava, Chana was in her husband's company and she did not drink wine, achsenoi shani, because achsenoi osu betashma shamita. One who is hosted by others is prohibited to engage in marital relations, as the pasuk there states, "Vayishuva vayivoyu ol beisam aramasa v'yed elkana eschana ishtoi." They returned home, and Elkanah and his wife Chana cohabited. Hashta in mekaraloi. They only cohabited after they returned home. The Mishnah continues discussing the halachas of hamashes ishtoi al yedei shalosh. V'noisin la mita mapitz umachzelas. He must provide sleeping provisions, which include a bed, a soft cover, and a mat. The Gemara explains that mapets or machtzelis are alternatives for a mattress, because the Mishnah refers to ba'asra de nehigi de molopurya b'chavli de mevagrla, a place in which they did not use a mattress, but ropes, which are uncomfortable. The Gemara cites a braisa, ein noisno karvakesis. He does not provide a pillow and a blanket. Mishum ribnosanam or noisno karvakesis. Reb Nosson disagrees and says that he must provide a pillow and a blanket. The Gemara explains, Hakol Moedim Be'orcha Dida V'lav Orcha Didei Noislo Karvakesis. They both agree that when her family is accustomed to karvakesis, while his family is not accustomed to karvakesis, he still provides her with a karvakesis, because Oyle Imoi Ve'eni Yiredes Imoi. A wife upgrades to her husband's practices, but does not downgrade to his practices. Ki Pligi They disagree when her family is not accustomed, but his family is accustomed, in which she is entitled to karvakesis because of Eile Imai. However, the Tanakhama says, Ein nusna karvakesis, because she is only entitled to the karvakesis while she is in her husband's company. But when he leaves, he can claim, Ki azilna shakilnu lu, v'chiasina maisinu lu badoi. I am leaving with the karvakesis, and I will return with the karvakesis. Reb Nosson says, Noisnu karvakesis, because when he leaves, she can claim, Zimnen de misrami bin ashmashes, v'loi metzisa maislu, v'shakaltalu li lididi umaginis li alara. You might return on Shabbos without the karvakesis, in which you will use mine instead, causing me to sleep on the ground. The Mishnah continues, V'noisnu kipa l'reisha, V'chagor l'masneha, u'men olam mimoyid l'moyid, v'kelem shal chamishim zuz mishana l'shana. He must provide her with clothing, which includes a hat for her head, a belt for her waist, shoes before each yomtiv, and clothing valued at 50 zuz once a year. The Gemara explains that he provides shoes three times a year, because tana b'mokam harim kai, d'leisagya b'loy t'lasa zugi misani. The Mishnah refers to a mountainous area, in which the shoes become worn out quickly, and one requires three pairs of shoes per year. And, Nesvinu nehalo b'moyid, ki hechid nehavala simcha b'gevayu. The Mishnah specifies giving the shoes before Yom Tov to fulfill the mitzvah for one to gratify his wife on Yom Tov. Regarding the clothes, the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein noisin la lo yichadashim mimayis hachama, v'lo yishchak mimayis hagashamim," that he does not provide new clothing in the summer, and she would continue wearing them in the winter, because new clothes make her hot, while older clothes leave her cold. Ella, noisin la kelim shal chamishim zuz bimayis hagashamim. He provides her with the new clothing valued at 50 zuz in the winter, in which she will be warm, and she continues to wear them in the summer, in which she will be cool. And she also gets to keep their remnants. The Mishnah continues, he provides her with a weekly allowance of one silver ma, and she eats with him every Friday night. However, if he does not provide her with one silver ma'a, she gets to keep ma'isidea, woven materials that she produces. As the Mishnah explains, Umahi oisaloi, Mishkal chamish loim shesi biyehuda, shehin eses loim begalil, oi mishkal eses loim arv biyehuda, shehin eserim sloim begalil. She must provide him with woven materials that she produces. When she produces shesi, a thinner and more labor-intensive material, then in the region of Yehuda, she provides materials equaling 5 slom, and in the region of Galil, she provided the equivalent amount of 10 slom. When she produces Arev, a thicker and less labor-intensive material, then in Yehuda, she provides 10 slom, and in Galil, she provides 20 slom. V'maisa manika, pa'ichsin la ma'maisi adeha, u'maisivin la al-mazaynasa. If she was a nursing mother, her minimum for ma'isideh is reduced because she has less time for work, and her mezainis, her food provisions, are increased, for which the Gemara gives two explanations. The increased mezainis are to feed their child. Although ein odem zanes banav abenosav k'shen gitanim, as the Gemara teaches earlier on Daf Mem Tes, a father does not have to support his children even while they are minors, avozan kitanim kitanim ad ben sheish, however, it's a cheven, an enforceable financial obligation to support kitanim kitanim, very young children, ad ben sheish, younger than 6 years old. The increased mezainis are for her, because stam manikas chaylis nino, in general, manikas are weak and require more food to maintain their strength. The Mishnah concludes, v'med devar mamurim be'oni shabi Yisrael, ava b'mechubid hakor lefi chvaydai. These minimum amounts of provisions are only applicable to the most destitute person, but a more prosperous person must provide according to his means. Hanulach Perak Afal Pi, where Baruch Hashem completed the 5th Perak of Masechet Ksubis, and will begin the 6th Perak, Metzias Isha, in the next daf, Be'ez Hashem.